And now let's go live to the rodeo parade with KCAL Rodeo's own Big Bull Sale and Fruity Lou Peckerwood.
Well, good morning, little doggies. You're listening to KCAL Radio,
where we play music the other stations won't.
I'm Big Bull Sale.
And I'm Fruity Lou Peckerwood. We're broadcasting live from the back of our pickup at the 86th Annual Red Bluff Roundup Parade.
It's a beautiful day, Fruity Lou. All the families are lining the streets, eating cotton candy and wearing their best Western duds.
Oh, look. There's the little kids with their 4-H sheeps.
And I say, what the heck is that stumbling along behind the pooper scoopers?
Looks like a cow, but I think it's sick.
It's a mad cow, Fruity Lou, all the way here from Yorkshire, England.
Blimey! This is turning into an international event. Oh, here comes the Wild Horse Parade.
Well, personally, I'd rather see a wild whore parade, but what do I know? Can I get another drink up here?
You know, every so often one of these fine equines breaks loose, charges wildly down the street, endangering everyone, and eventually slips on the cement and has to be shot in front of the children.
Well, that's some good old family fun you don't see in the big city.
Horses die, dogs gotta eat.
It's a cycle of life. Or as my mean old stepdaddy used to say, that's just the way it goes, goddammit.
Just another reason Earth Day and Rodeo Week go so well together.
Earth Day is a reason we're not allowed to use real wildlife in the rodeos. But heck, I'd pay good money to see one of them little junior rodeo guys are trying to hogtie a bobcat.
I think the winner of the Miss Tehama County contest should be the gal who can tie a coyote to a barbed wire fence without shooting it first.
Or a wet t-shirt contest, either way.
Oh, here comes that hot young Mr. Spartan.
Mr. Spartan?
Sure, Bull. That's Red Bluff High School's beauty pageant for boys. You know, seeing that fine, strong, testosterone-laden lad takes me back to my days as a substitute teacher at the Sister Mary Kay Letourneau Middle School.
Well, now, if I'd have had a teacher like you when I was going to Mercy High, Fruity Lou, I'd have never settled for Sister Gloria.
Amen, Bull.
Maybe settled wasn't the right word.
Oh, look, there's Congressman Wally Herger walking on water and a-curing the lepers.
The man is a saint. Can't look at him for more than 30 seconds without burning your retinas.
Turned my sister into salt once. By the time we realized it, the deer had licked half her head off. Oh, here comes my favorite. It's the Rancho Tehama Wild Dog Pack. This event used to be a two-way competition with Manton, but ever since Dog Breath Dougie fixed his last bitch, well, it's been all Rancho Tehama.
Well, hey, now, get those kids off the curb. Those dogs are deadly. That's so cute. Oh, joy. Bob mentioned the farmer's wife mud wrestling again.
She's doing pretty well, considering she's been dead for 2 years. I guess they figure we're just never going to get tired of this.
Well, now, look there, Fruity Lou. Yonder comes the King of Prunes.
That's right, Bull. He's just a-sitting up there on that big throne. Oh, look, now he's flushing.
The theme of this year's float is prunes. They make you go.
Bull, they call them dried plums now. Oh, here comes the Red Bluff High Marching Band. With music and art being cut from school budgets everywhere, it's amazing they have a band at all.
Everybody knows the band is an integral part of the football program. Who would the players practice their tackles on if not for the guys who play the snare drum or sousaphone? It's common sense.
True enough, Bull. And the cheerleaders would have no one to look down on if not for the girls on flute and triangle. The band fills a high school hierarchy niche that prepares all students to grow into their rightful places in adult society. I guess it is worth the price of those uniforms after all.
Plus to keep the Barry Manilow songs alive.
Amen to that. Hey, what's that big cloud of smoke coming down the street?
Well, that's the medical marijuana float, Fruity Lou. paying tribute to Tama County's number one cash crop.
And there's the dare truck.
Yay, yippee, yahoo! Well, that's the sound of gunfire, and it can only mean one thing.
Spring break at Manton School?
No, it means the Second Amendment float is making its way around the corner.
And that means the parade is almost over.
I never get tired of hearing the sound of freedom.
Oh, it reminds me of my days as a substitute teacher at Virginia Tech. Go Hokies!
Well, now the kids are crying and my bottle of Jack's empty.
So I guess it's time to say goodbye. I'm Fruity Lou Peckerwood.
And I'm Big Bull Sale.
Broadcasting live from...
K-Cow Radio.
Moo. Hee-haw, hee-haw, hee-haw.